愿大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all。
我们这个礼拜的读经进度是马可福音一章到七章。
Our Bible reading for this week is Mark chapters 1-6.
啊，今天晚上跟大家一起来学习马可福音。
So this evening we'd like to study together the Gospel of Mark.
啊，首先我们来学习马可这一个青年。
First of all, we'd like to study Mark as the youth.
啊，他的一生到底经历了什么？
And what did he experience throughout his life?
啊，第二个，我们再来思想马可福音到底在讲什么。
And secondly, we'd like to study what is recorded in the Gospel of Mark.
啊，我们先来看使徒行传十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12.
啊，使徒行传的十二章。是十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.Verse 12, so when they had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying.
这个地方说保罗彼得从监牢出去，他想了一想，到底要去谁的家呢？
So when Peter was free from prison, he thought about where he should go.
因为现在已经半夜了。
And because that was in the middle of the night.
结果他就到玛利亚的家。
So here the Bible says that he came to the house of Mary.
那特别介绍说，称呼马可的约翰，他的母亲是玛利亚。
And she was the mother of John, whose surname was Mark.
那玛利亚的家到底发生什么事情
？And so what exactly happened at her house?
十二节说，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
Verse 12 says that many were gathered there to pray.
所以从这一节圣经节，我们知道马可成长在一个非常属灵的家庭。
So from this verse, we know that Mark grew up in a very spiritual family.
他有一个非常好的母亲。
He had a very good mother.
为什么看得出来
？And how do we know this?
如果我们从使徒行传十二章。
In chapter 12, as we read,
第五节
verse 5, here says that Peter therefore kept in prison, but constantly, but constant prayer offered to God, for him by the church.
圣经记载，圣公照十一章福音传得很快，一下就到安提阿。
And the gospel spread rapidly through Acts chapter 11, it was spread to Antioch.
但是同时，魔鬼的工作也开始兴旺起来。
But at the same time, the work of Satan also prospered.
所以到第五节，他们就把彼得关到监牢里面。
So in chapter 12, verse 5, we find that Peter was in prison.
那如果一个做圣工的被关到监牢里面，圣工就会受到阻挡。
So when the worker of God is in prison, then the work of God may be hindered.
那怎么办？
So what do they do?
下面说，教会却为切切为他祷告。
Here says that the church prayed constantly for him.
所以这个第五节是在讲圣工兴旺中的两个力量在征战。
So in verse 5, here we find the two forces in the work of God.
一个是魔鬼的阻挡。
One is the obstruction from Satan.
一个另外一个圣灵的能力。
The other is the power of Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的能力就是借着教会的祷告显明出来。
And the power of God is manifested through prayer.
那这个教会为彼得祷告到底是怎么祷告法
？So how did the church pray for Peter？
如果我们刚刚读的十二节说。半夜到了马可的家，那好多人聚集在祷告。
In verse 12, we read that when they came to the house of Mark, many were gathering praying.
所以我们可以知道说，玛利亚这个家庭是在扶持这个教会的圣工。
So we can know that the house of Mary, this family supports the church holy work.
其实教会的力量就在家庭里面。
So the power of the church lies within every family.
一个两百人的教会，如果算一算电话簿大概是不是一百一十个家庭。
A church with 200 members probably consists of 100 families.
有的家庭有三五个人。
Some families have three or five members.
有的家庭有两个人。
Some only two.
那如果家庭非常健壮。
So if the family is very strong,
哦，教会就很有力量。
Then the church will be prosperous.
如果家庭软弱，教会就没有力量。
If the family is weak, then the church will be lacking in strength.
所以我们要扶持教会的圣工，有一个非常重要的就是我们的家庭要把它建立起来。
So to support the work of the church, we need to build up our family.
那在这里玛利亚的家庭就是用祷告来扶持使徒教会的工人。
So here we find that the family of Mary, they supported the church holy work through prayer.
所以这是一个祈祷的家庭。
So this was a family of prayer.
那马可就在这样的一个家庭里面长大。
So it was in this family that Mark grew up.
在一个服侍神的家庭长大。
He grew up in a family of serving God.
那我们服侍的神是又真又活的神。
The God that we believe in is a true and living God.
就是说，我们服侍他，他会有一个回应。
I just say that as we serve him, there will be a response.
所以我们看这个玛利亚的家祷告到半夜，如果都没有什么事情发生，大家就觉得这个神在哪里？
So if they pray until midnight and nothing happened, and they will wonder where is God?
那祷告到半夜，忽然间一个人来敲门。
And when they prayed till midnight, and someone came knocking at the door.
从十三节说有一个使女来看一看。
And so verse 13 here says that a girl came to answer the door.
听到是彼得的声音。
She recognized Peter's voice.
她告诉里面的人。
And she said to the people inside.
她说你们是疯了。
And they said to her that you are beside yourself.
那使女说是真的。
But the girl said that it is true.
不敢开门她不住地敲门才打开来。
They dare not open the door, Peter continued to knock, and then they opened.
所以关到监牢，脚镣锁扣，扣住的彼得忽然在外面敲门。
Peter, who was in prison, suddenly came knocking on the door.
我想在里面祷告的这些人信心得到何等大的激励。
And those who were praying, I believe that their faith was strengthened.
神看不见。
Even though we cannot see him,
但神很有能力。
But yet God is almighty.
我们算不了什么。
We as man, we are nothing.
但是如果我们懂得祷告求神怜悯。
But if we know to pray to God for God's mercy,
神的力量很大的。
God has great power.
能够把当时的彼得从监牢救出来。
God can save Peter out of prison.
所以这一种在一个家庭里面的体验会给年轻的一代一个很大的鼓励。
So this type of experience within the family will encourage our younger generation.
有时候我们的年轻一代是风闻有神。
Sometimes for our younger generation, we only heard about God.
从小都听到很多神的事情。
We heard many things about God.
但是就没有看到神的作为。
Since we were young, but we never seen the work of God.
所以这个信仰是理论上的信仰。
So our faith is in theory only.
还没有真的进到变成他自己的信仰。
This faith is not our own.
那这种年轻的一代，神是他爸爸的神。
So for our younger generation, the God that we believe in is the God of our fathers.
但神是不是他的神，这个还不能确定。
But whether or not God is our own God, we are still unsure.
但是到有一天，当他们看到神在家庭里面的作为。
But one day when we can truly see the work of God in our family.
而且年轻的一代也参与了侍奉，参与了祷告。
We can begin to participate in the prayer and holy work.
忽然间他发现祷告是大有能力的。
Suddenly we'll realize that prayer is of great effect.
那神就变成他父亲的神，变成他本身的神。
And God is not only the God of our fathers, but the God of our own.
那这种信仰从风闻进到亲眼见到神的信仰。
So this type of faith is from hearing of God to seeing God face to face.
这就是人服侍神的基础。
So this is the foundation of our servitude.
不只是认识神，而且真的对神有体验。
Not only to know God, but to truly experience Him.
被神的能力、神的作为所震撼。
And to be astonished by the work of God.
我们看到世界很好，所以大家都想要世界有理想。
We see that the world is very good. We pursue our worldly ideals.
但是如果有一天我们体验到神很好。
But one day, if we can experience that God is good,
神很有力量。
God is almighty.
神就在我们当中。
God is among us.
我们会非常喜欢来服侍神。
And we will have a strong desire to serve Him.
觉得服侍神是恩典。
We realize that to serve Him, it is a grace.
服侍神是机会。
To serve him, it is an opportunity.
哦，所以马可在这个家庭里面长大，哦，我们可以想象，啊，服侍神的心愿是很容易栽培出来的。
So Mark, as he grew up in this family, he cultivated a spirit of servitude.
那这个也让我们想到，到底我们一生在追求什么？
So from this, we are reminded as to what is it that we seek in life.
从圣经的观念里面
from the biblical perspective,
人一生最重要一件事情就是敬拜神。
The most important thing in life is to serve God.
第二个就是照顾家庭。
And the second is to take care of our family.
第三个才是事业。
And the third, it is our career.
但是这个社会的观念不是这样。
But the way that we are being taught by society is not the same.
社会的观念常是事业、成功、成就，这是第一。
What is important in society is to be successful in our career.
能够把家庭信仰放在第二、第三。
And oftentimes we place family and faith second and third.
所以我们要把它倒过来。
So we need to rearrange our priorities.
在一个属灵的家庭、有神同在的家庭里面来栽培我们的下一代。
To cultivate our next generation in a spiritual, God-abiding family.
所以马可在一个属灵的家庭，他的母亲对他的影响是相当的大。
So Mark, he grew up in the spiritual family, being influenced by his mother.
那马可的一生还有另外一个人对他影响很大。
In the life of Mark, there was another person that affected him greatly.
就是彼得。
And that was Peter.
我们看哥罗西书第四章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书的第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第四章第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
Yeah.
Here says that Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greet you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you receive instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him.
这个地方说，巴拿巴的表弟马可问你们的安。
Here says that Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, greet you.
所以这个马可跟巴拿巴当然就是亲戚了。
So Mark and Barnabas, they were cousins.
但是马可的亲戚应该不只是彼得一个人。
And it is not only that Barnabas was his cousin.
应该是好多人。
I believe that he had many other relatives.
那为什么会记载这一个人？
So why is it recorded here?
因为这个对他影响很大。
Because this was a person who influenced him greatly.
那在彼得前书里面，我们看彼得前书的第五章。
So if we turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书的第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
13.
Verse 13. 13. She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greet you, and so do Mark, my son.
这个地方说称呼马可是我的儿子，也问你的安。
Here says that Mark, my son, also greet you.
跟马可关系很亲近。
So Peter has a very close relationship with Mark.
所以他在把他称作他是他的儿子。
Consider him,
consider
him to be his own son.
那这个两个人应该年纪有一点相当的距离。
And their age is quite far apart.
所以这个让我们想起来一个人如果有机会跟在灵性上比较长进的人来做朋友，常常花时间在一起，这是好的。
So if we can be friends or spend time with those who are spiritually mature, it is good.
为什么？这可以领受到很多属灵的这种灵性的在浇灌。
And we can receive many spiritual edification.
所以有人做过研究说，马可福音写这个马可写这个马可福音，很多的资料是从彼得来的。
So many researchers, when they look into the book of Mark, Mark wrote the book of Mark based on information from Peter.
可见这个彼得的长辈跟年轻的马可常常在一起，是在讨论主耶稣的事情。
So when Peter spent time with Mark, they talked about the matters of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣讲什么？
What did Jesus say?
主耶稣做什么？
What did he do?
主耶稣怎么生活？
How did he live?
他讲得很详细，马可就把它写下来。
And Mark wrote down everything that Peter told him.
那以后他就把它编成马可福音。
And that became the Gospel of Mark.
若以这个告诉我们啊，在主里面哈，当然我们可以花时间去玩，花时间去啊，很有趣的时间都可以。
So in the Lord, within the church, we can spend time to go out and do many different types of activities.
但是啊，如果能够在灵性上不断的这样互相的分享，那互相的见证啊，这种造就有时候是从其他地方买不到的。
But if we can continue to share in spirit, in testimonies, and the type of edification will be very tremendous.
So in the
life of Mark, his life was affected by two important
persons.
Or three.
一个是他的母亲,
one was his mother.
一个是彼得,
one was Peter.
一个就是亚波罗, 巴拿巴,
and the other was Barnabas.
好，那我们现在再看，在马可的服事过程中，他曾经经历过失败。
So in the life of Mark, during his servitude, he encountered failure.
我们现在看《使徒行传》的十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12.
《使徒行传》十二章的二十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 25. And Barnabas said, Saul. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark.
这个地方讲巴拿巴跟扫罗带着称呼马可、约翰同去的，就开始去做圣工了。
So Barnabas and Saul brought Mark along with them in their missionary trip.
那马可也欣然接受，就开始参加侍奉的行列。
And so this was the beginning of Mark's ministry in joining Paul and Barnabas.
所以这个马可的一生从这个地方开始就写下了新的一页，就面对新的方向。
So this was a new page in the life of Mark. He was a new beginning for his service.
他要离开他的家庭，他的家人。
He had to depart from his family.
一个很安定、很舒服的生活。
He had to depart from a peaceful environment.
那现在要跟着当时的巴拿巴跟保罗到处漂泊。
He had to follow Paul and Barnabas in their missionary journey.
然后到处传福音。
Go from place to place to preach the gospel.
现在就是考验期的。
So this is the beginning of the trial.
到底服事是怎么一回事？
What is the true meaning of servitude?
到底我们的灵性是成长到什么程度？
What are we made of spiritually?
有时候一服事全部都显露出来。
And as we begin our service, and that is all been revealed.
所以没有参与圣工，有时候我们连自己都很难认识自己。
So without participating in holy work, we do not know ourselves.
我们常常觉得我从小就信主啦，我常常聚会的，好像我们在灵性上什么没有什么问题。
We feel that we've been baptized since we were young. We attend service regularly. We feel that our faith is secure.
但是，一旦面对责任面对压力我们的灵性就一切就全部都跑出来。
But once we are faced with our responsibilities or trials and tribulations, then our faith will be revealed.
所以后来马可到底发生了事情呢？
So what happened to Mark?
是三章的十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 13. Here says that now when Paul and his party set sail for Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John departed from them, returned to Jerusalem.
那为什么马可会离开他？当然圣经没有讲。
The Bible did not record why Mark departed from them.
而且从十二章最后到十三章十三节，马可要离开的之前那个工作也很有力量。
And from the end of chapter 12 to the beginning of chapter 13, we find that the work that he did was very powerful.
在特别的第八节。
In verse 8.
当他们去传福音。
When they were preaching the gospel.
这个方伯抵挡主而瞎眼。
The sorcerer became blind because he opposed the gospel.
所以这个能力是很大的。
So he witnessed great power.
但是虽然能力很大，马可还是离开。
But even so, he departed from them.
到底为什么？
And what was the reason?
我们先来看保罗在提到他服事的经验。
And so if we look back onto Paul's experience in preaching the gospel.
哥林多后书十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章二十三节。
Second Corinthians 11 verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labor, more abundant in stripes, above measures, in prison, more frequently, in death, often.
24节。
From the Jews five times I received 40 stripes minus one.
25节。
25. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep.
26节。
And 26. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, perils of my own countrymen, in perils of Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren.
28节。
And 28. Beside other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the church.
这里保罗在提到他的服事啊，里面有压力。
Here when Paul talked about his ministry, there was great pressure inside.
为众教会挂心，天天压在我身上。
His the burdens of the church is deep within him.
那这压力从哪里来？
And where does it, where does this burden come from?
有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？这就是压力。
So here says that who is weak and I'm not weak. That is the pressure.
有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？
Who stumble, I am not anxious.
所以因为有爱，这个就变成担子，就是压力。
And because of love for the fellow disciples, that became his burden.
那一旦压力到三十节，我能夸什么？就是我的软弱。
So in verse 30, he says that I can only boast about my infirmities.
那除了里面的压力之外，还有外面的困难。
And not only about the inward burden, there's the outward difficulties.
我们想不过的、没有经验过的那些劳苦，全部都来。
Meaning the trials and tribulations that we cannot imagine.
所以保罗说我是带着主的死，这样在做圣工，让主的生命能够彰显出来。
So Paul says that I carry the death of Christ, so that the life of Christ may be manifested.
这种受苦的生活就是主的死的精神。
So this type of life of suffering, this is to emulate the death of Christ.
能够把工作做完，已经不考虑这些受苦。
He disregard all these suffering for the sake of completing the work of God.
而且就是要把工作做完。
So that he can finish his journey.
但是对一个年轻的马可。
But for Mark, who was a young man at the time.
在一个很平静的家庭里面。
He grew up in a peaceful family.
虽然有看到神很大的作为。
Even though he witnessed the work of God.
但是他现在要投入这个工作。
But for him to devote himself into this ministry.
在这里被石头打到那个地方，被棍子丢到的那个地方，被赶出去，这个实在很难。
To be beaten, to be cast out of synagogues, and these were very difficult for him.
所以马可就受不了，就走了。
So Mark could not withstand it, so he left.
这是我们从圣经这样看起来很可能的原因是这样。
And so this was a very likely reason why Mark left.
所以这个让我们想起来，我们服侍神常常是在舒服的程度之下、方便的程度之下，我可以做。
So oftentimes we serve God within a very comfortable environments.
但是如果我们服侍神要超过很舒服或者很方便，那我就做不来。
But if we have to serve God beyond our comfort zone, sometimes we find it very difficult.
但是一个人的精神，所谓效法基督这个精神就是能够超越这个很舒服、很不方便的这个界限。
But to have the spirit imitate Christ is to go beyond that boundary.
那超过这个界限，我们就会感觉到很软弱。
And we go beyond the boundary, we feel weak sometimes.
没有超过这个界限，我们觉得，不是就是这样而已嘛，我也可以。
But if we are within this boundary, we feel that it is no big deal.
那一超过这个界限，会发现这个不是人做得到，没有神帮忙做不来的。
But once we go beyond that line, we find that we need the help of God because the man is weak.
所以马可就离开了。
So Mark, he left.
这是他的服事的最低潮。
And this was the low point of his servitude.
但是最低潮并不等于他服事的结束。
But that does not mean that was the end of it.
所以后来他又回来。
So later he returned.
虽然保罗抗拒没有接受。
At first Paul would not accept him.
但是到最后保罗接纳了他。
But at the end Paul received him.
所以经过了十几年以后，他重新再跟着保罗在做服事。
After 10 some years, he continued to follow Paul in the ministry.
那其实保罗在服事的末期当中比前面更辛苦，因为服事的末期是要殉道的。
Towards the end of Paul's ministry, it is more difficult because he was about to die martyr.
但是在最末期的时候，圣经记载马可没有离开他。
But at the end of his ministry, Mark did not leave him.
我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4,
11节,
verse 11. Verse 11, only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry.
这个保罗在最后面，提摩太后书到第四章就是最后的凯歌了。
2 Timothy chapter 4, that was the final song of victory of Paul.
他觉得很孤单。
He felt lonely.
16节。
Verse 16.
没有人来帮助我，都离开了我。
Here says that no one stood with me, all have forsook me.
那17节，只有神站在我旁边给我力量。
Verse 17, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me.
但是在这个时候，
but at this time,
马可没有离开他。
Mark did not leave him.
就是说你来的时候，要叫提摩太要把马可带来。
Paul sent instructions to Timothy to bring Mark along with him.
可见马可到这个阶段，他已经开始可以受苦了。
So at this time, Paul, Mark can learn to suffer.
这就是成长。
And so that is growth.
所以一个人在最软弱的时候，并不等于他就将来没有服事的前途。
Even though at times we may be weak, but that does not mean that there is no potential for him to serve.
总是需要有巴拿巴这种好人，心地很宽阔，再给他一次机会。
We need people like Barnabas to give him one more opportunity.
所以巴拿巴接纳了马可。
Barnabas, he accepted Mark.
那一个人要从这个很不成熟变成很成熟，需要时间。
From the state of immaturity, for us to grow and mature, it takes time.
那需要一段经历。
It takes it is a journey of maturity.
有时候我们回想我们自己成长过程，也是经过一段时间的。
If we look back into our process of growth and maturity, it takes time.
不是说我们想成长，明天就成长。
It is not something that can be done overnight.
有时候三年、五年，有时候一二十年。
Sometimes takes three to five years. Sometimes takes several decades.
神要用一个人，需要一段时间让他成长。
For God to use someone, he needs this person to become mature.
只要这个人有心的学习，愿意成长，将来都是还有服事的机会。
If we are willing to grow and mature, then we can have the opportunity to serve God in the future.
那这个经历过软弱的人，将来的服事变成比别人更有力量。
So those who have gone through stages of weakness, they are more able to serve God.
好像彼得。
Just like Peter.
他三次否认耶稣。
He denied Jesus three times.
主耶稣没有讲一句责备的话。
But Jesus never rebuked him.
只回头过来看。
Jesus looked back at him.
彼得就痛哭了。
And Peter went and wept.
他为什么痛哭？
And why did he weep?
因为他否认了为他钉十字架的主耶稣。
Because he denied Jesus, whom was crucified for him.
那彼得以后的服事就比以前更投入。
So later on, Peter was even more devoted in his servitude.
甚至为主殉道。
He later was able to die martyr for Christ.
所以曾经经历过软弱的人，他一旦再回头，为着感念神给他的爱，那一种投入，那一种奉献。有时候比一个很平淡的人，没有经历软弱的人更感动人。
So those who have encountered times of weakness can be even more devoted than those who have lived a very peaceful life.
所以马可是从失败中成长。
So Mark, his growth and maturity comes out of his failure and weakness.
这是值得我们来学习的。
And so this is something that we can learn from him.
第三个。
Third.
那马可福音到底在讲什么？
What is the essence of the book of Mark?
有一节圣经节把马可福音的主题讲得很清楚。
There's a verse in Mark that talked about the main theme of the book.
我们看马可福音第十章四十五节。
That's in Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
马可福音第十章四十五节。
Mark 10 verse 45. 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.And to give his life as a ransom for many.
这一节说，人子来就是主耶稣来，他不是要受人服侍。
The Son of Man, that is Jesus, did not come to be served.
所以他不是选择高高在上的这个人群。
He did not choose to be above humanity.
他是要来服侍人。
But yet he came to serve.
然后到最后要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
所以马可福音主要是就在描写主耶稣的侍奉。
So the book of Mark, the main theme is to describe the servitude of Jesus.
所以马太、马可、路加、约翰 虽然都是在描写主耶稣，但这四卷书强调的重点不一样。
Even though the four gospel books all talk about the life of Jesus, but each has its own emphasis.
哦，主耶在马太福音里面所强调的是主耶稣好像狮子。
In the book of Matthew, it talked about that Jesus is like a lion.
哦，神的国境啊，天国境啊。
That Jesus talked about that the kingdom of heaven is near.
他就是天国的王，带有权柄，带有能力，好像狮子。
He is the king of heaven, come with great power, just like a lion.
哦。那到路加福音呢
？What about the book of Luke？
就是在描写主耶稣就是一个人。
Talked about that Jesus is like a man。
这个人就是表示一个很完全的人。
He is a perfect man。
有神的形象。
Having the likeness of God。
那到约翰福音
，And the book of John，
就是讲描写主耶稣的神性。
Talked about the divinity of God。
好像老鹰。
He's like an eagle。
高飞在上。
Fly up in。
那马可福音就是在描写主耶稣好像牛一样的服侍。
And Book of Mark talked about Jesus is like an oxen that served many.
所以马可福音的从第一章到第十章
，So in Mark chapter 1-10，
就是在讲主耶稣做仆人来服侍人。
Talked about how Jesus served as a servant.
那从十一章一直到十六章。
From chapters 11-16,
就是讲主耶稣怎么来舍命。
Talked about how Jesus sacrificed himself.
所以十一章到十六章，有六章的篇幅在描写主耶稣最后一个礼拜。
From chapters 11-16, there are six major paragraphs talked about the last week of Jesus.
我们知道，我们一般人到人生的最后一个阶段，一般都是没有什么可以讲的。
Towards the end of our life, many times there are not many things to say.
但是主耶稣人生的最后一个礼拜是最高峰，是一个最感动人、最重要的一部分。
In the final week of Jesus, that was the highlight of his life and the most moving, most touching.
所以我们今天在学习马可福音，就是学习两点。
So as we learn from the book of Mark, we learn two things.
第一个学习他的侍奉。
To learn from the service of Mark.
第二个学习他的牺牲。
And to learn the service of Jesus and also the sacrifice of Jesus.
那我们就从第一章来看马可福音的侍马可的侍奉从哪里开始？马可福音的侍奉。
So where does this servitude come from?
Begin. 我看马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
第九节到十一节。
Chapters 9-11,
就记载主耶稣受洗。
Talked about the baptism of Jesus.
然后他领受圣灵。
And that he received the Holy Spirit.
天开的圣灵好像鸽子进到他身上。
And he saw the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descending upon him like a dove.
你是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
You are my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
这一个人要参与侍奉，第一个就是要接受水灵二洗。
Therefore, to serve God, we need to receive baptism and Holy Spirit.
这是主耶稣的侍奉给我们留下一个榜样。
And so this is the example that Jesus has left us.
那从十二节开始。
So from verse 12.
到十三节。
And verse 13.
就是在讲主耶稣胜过试探。
Talked about how Jesus overcame temptation.
因为我们侍奉的对象当然是神，但是神的对边就是魔鬼。
We serve God, but Satan is the one who tried to oppose God.
因此，当我们在服侍神，就是跟魔鬼在征战。
So as we serve God, we are fighting a battle against Satan.
那魔鬼看不见。
Satan, we cannot see.
他看到我们，我们看不见他。
He can see us, but we cannot see him.
那要怎么办
？So what should we do?
就是要胜过魔鬼。
We need to overcome him.
我们才能够服侍到底。
We need to overcome Satan so that we can serve God until the end.
所以主耶稣是胜过试探以后。然后到了十四节。
So after Jesus overcame temptation, in verse 14.
约翰下监，然后主耶稣才开始服事。
When John was put in prison, then Jesus began his ministry.
所以他有一个时候。
Therefore,
主耶稣服事有一个时候。
There's a time for his service to begin.
那这个时候有经历过一段考验，就是经过试探。
And this time, and before this time, he went through trials and temptations.
因此，我们在教会里面的侍奉也是一样。
So our service in church is the same.
我们越重要的工作都要经过一段的考验。
Before we can begin to serve God, we need to go through trials and tribulations.
让我们自己可以了解我们自己的灵性有哪个地方要进步。
So that we can know where we need to improve.
那这样我们一直在成长，我们才能够从神领受更多的责任。
As we continue to grow and mature, we can accept greater responsibilities.
所以第一章就在讲主耶稣的侍奉，从受洗得圣灵，然后赢过试探开始。
So chapter 1 talked about how Jesus began his ministry from baptism and Holy Spirit and trials.
那主耶稣赢过试探，到最后就是两个原因。
Yeah, two reasons why he overcame temptation.
第一个，坚持神的话。
First, he persisted in the word of God.
第二个，禁食祷告40天，重生得到能力。
And second, he fasted for 40 days and night, receiving power from God.
这是两个胜过试探，两个一定需要的一个原因。
So these are the two requirements for overcoming temptation.
有神的话装备，可以看得出魔鬼在哪里试探我们。
To equip ourselves with the word of God and to see the temptation of Satan.
祷告被圣灵充满，有能力能够胜过魔鬼的试探。
And with prayer being filled by the Holy Spirit to overcome the temptation.
那这样我们才能够来服侍神。
Then we can serve Him.
那在第一章的服侍里面。
And as we quoted in chapter 1,
我们就看到一个非常重要的重点。
And we see a very important point in his service.
我们看马可第一章二十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 22. And they were astonished at his teachings, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes.
在第一章里面有三次提到有主耶稣的权柄有三个表现。
In chapter 1, talked about the three different manifestation of the authority of Jesus.
所以主耶稣的侍奉一个特色就是带有权柄。
His servitude come with power and authority.
因为神的国不独在乎言语，也在乎全能。
For the kingdom of God is not in words only, but in power.
那第一个有权柄就是教训有权柄。
First is that he taught them with authority.
那什么叫做教训有权柄？
What does that mean?
就是神的话好像两刃的利剑能够砸到人的心。
That is the word of God pierce into their hearts.
这个叫做有权柄。
And so that is authority.
那第二个权柄就是赶出污鬼。
And the second was that he used the authority to cast out the demons.
那第三个权柄。
And the third.
就是行神迹。
He has the power and authority to perform miracles.
把彼得的岳母还有热病拉起来，他就好了。
He healed Peter's mother-in-law.
因为耶稣有权柄。
And because of the power and authority of Jesus.
我们看33节。
In verse 33, the whole city gathered together at the door.
34节。
And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him.
28.
And verse 28. And immediately his fame spread throughout all the regions around Galilee.
所以今天我们教会最有力量的传福音方法是什么？
So what is the most powerful way for our church to preach the gospel?
教会有权柄。
It is because of the power and authority of the church.
主耶稣的名声就传遍。
So in verse 28, his fame spread throughout the region.
他能够做别人做不到的。
Because he could do things that others could not.
这个就是我们的方向。
So this is the direction.
神跟我们同在，就是教会的荣耀。
When God is with us, that is the glory of the church.
教会就可以发展。
And then the church will be prosperous.
这是最重要一个目标。
And that is the most important goal.
那到了第一章的最后。
At the end of verse of chapter 1.
我们就发现工作跟灵修哪一个比较重要。
We see the what is more important between work and cultivation.
所以三十五节天还没有亮，主耶稣到旷野祷告。
And before sun came up, Jesus went out to the wilderness to pray.
那门徒去找主耶稣。
And the disciples went to find him.
说好多人在找你。
Saying that many are looking for you.
为什么？
Why is that?
第一个要听道，第二个要主耶稣行神迹。
First, to listen to the word of God and also to receive healing.
所以对门徒来讲，最重要是工作，所以他来找主耶稣。
So for the disciples, what is more important is the work. That is why they came to find him.
但对主耶稣来讲
，But for Jesus,
在还没有工作之前，最重要是要跟神交通，从神得到力量。
Before he began his work of service, he need to pray to God to receive power.
所以我们在主的侍奉里面可以看到灵修在前，侍奉在后。
So in the service of Jesus, we find that what is more important is spiritual cultivation.
这样才能够不断的重新得力。
Then we can continue to renew our strength.
因此，在马可福音里面
So in the book of Mark,
我们可以看到马可是成长于属灵的家庭。
Mark, he grew up in a spiritual family.
那在失败中啊，继续成长。
In amidst his failure, he continued to grow and mature.
他最后就是要证明主耶稣讲了一句话。
To testify the word of Jesus.
我们来世界是要服侍人。
That we come to the world to serve.
为着服侍来牺牲。
To serve and to sacrifice.
上次
Let us sing him.
487.
487.
青年神训班
beginning from Monday, we have 2 weeks of NYTS.
大概加加起来超过100人会在这个地方过两个礼拜的生活。
There will be over 100 brothers and sisters here for 2 weeks.
请我们为这件事情来祷告。
Pray especially for this event.
让我们的青年能够在属灵的造就上不断的成长。
May our youth continue to grow amidst spiritual edification.
说美国的圣工总是有很多人愿意来服侍。
So that in the holy work of our church, that there are many who are willing to participate.
那我们就可以看到下一代的服侍比上一代更美。
We can see that the servitude of our next generation is even more wonderful than
current. 更有力量，更荣耀神。
Even more powerful, can glorify the name of God.
所以我们现在这一种的训练呢是非常重要的。
So this type of service it is very important.
一次看不出来。
We cannot see it in a short time.
但是这样一直加进去，你就发现那个改变人的力量是非常大。
But if we in time, we'll see that this power of change is great.
所以我们特别为着这两个礼拜的神训班祷告。
So we pray especially for the upcoming NYTS.
求主在我们的年轻人心中动工。
May the Lord continue to work among our young people.
只有神，才是真的。
Only God is true.
服侍神是很有意义，很有价值。
To serve God, it is very meaningful, very powerful.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's join in prayer.